Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, Millionaire Mindcast fam? I wanted to bring an important reminder to the forefront of your mind today, because I know so many of you are out there charging the mountain hard. You are out there making sales. You are out there building your business. You are out there leaving it all on the line. And I see so many amazing, talented people crumble because of this mistake. I have almost crumbled my businesses multiple times with this mistake. And that is the importance of tracking expenses and controlling your finances, staying intimate with your money. We as entrepreneurs are amazing at going out and building things. We are often not the best at protecting them once they come in the door. We are always so focused on income generating activities that we often forget about the income protecting activities. And so many small businesses cripple themselves before they ever even get to the level that they could get to because they forget about the income protecting activities. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit more detail in just a quick second. But if you're new to the podcast today and this is your first time listening to the Millionaire Mindcast, welcome in. I always love connecting with you guys. So be sure to hit that subscribe button if you enjoy the episode so you never miss another interview or episode of the Millionaire Mindcast, as well as if you get value from what we talk about here on the show, which is to serve hard-charging entrepreneurs looking to unlock more wealth, health, and happiness in all areas of their life, to build a more rich and fulfilling life, whatever that looks like to you, as you leverage the vehicle of business. All I ask is that you do one of two things. One, either share this episode with somebody else that could gain some value from it, or two, just leave a review on whatever podcasting platform you enjoy listening to this on. You can also subscribe on YouTube and see a lot of our video interviews face to face. You know, I do got a face for radio, but hey, if you want to connect with me, I want to connect with you too. You can always find me on social media on Instagram at officialmattyA.com, officialmattyA.com, at officialmattyA, or millionairemindcast.com. But with that being said, just real fast, if you want to truly be able to play the game of business at the real highest level, this is something I'm speaking to myself right now. I have learned that when I am intimate with my finances, I can truly leverage the data that I am seeing on paper, the truth, because your finances, your P&L, your income and expense sheet is the true scoreboard of business and how well you're doing. You cannot lie when looking at the numbers. And in order to play the game of business at the highest level, you have to understand your numbers. You have to know what is working well for you so you can double down. You have to know what isn't working well for you, or what you need to cut, or what you need to scrap, or what you need to split test by looking at the numbers. Tracking your expenses creates financial awareness. It also helps you identify the issues or the holes or the gaps that might be in your business. It also helps you amplify the things that can help get you to the next level. But relate it to the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. By knowing their numbers every single day, do you think they are making emotional decisions or data-driven decisions? Of course they're making data-driven decisions. They can't make decisions based on how they feel that day, the highs that they may be experienced that day or the lows they may be experienced that day. And as small business owners, until we get to that level, it is very easy to emotionally get caught up in the highs and lows of how you are running your business and what you're experiencing on a day-to-day basis. But when you have the ability to remove the emotion and look at the true numbers and understand the logic and the reality of your financial situation, you can make the best decisions that serve you in getting to the goals and the next milestones that you need to get to in order to keep thriving. Because a lot of businesses are barely surviving. A lot of them are dying. and they just don't know it, and they could know it by staying intimate with their finances. So this is the number one thing that I recommend. You do not delegate until you have earned the right to do that. And what do I mean by that? When I was struggling with my finances, I took back control and said, you know what? I am going to look at my spending in the business and in my personal life and update that in a spreadsheet every single day. I'm gonna choose to decide to know where every penny is going. So that way I can't say, man, I wish I would have known that, or I wish I would have done that differently. This puts you back in the driver's seat with both hands on the steering wheel in your financial vehicle. And that is all you can ask when you are first, and not even when you're first beginning a business, when you are continuing to grow and scale a business, is to be in the driver's seat of understanding the finances of your business. This will allow you to then determine, as you look at those numbers, if and when it's time to start marketing, if and when it's time to start bringing on employees, if it's time to start hiring on that consultant that is going to help you keep up in touch with the numbers. But you don't want to leverage this out, or you don't want to think and trust that somebody else is going to care about it enough or as much as you will when you are first growing your business. Nobody is going to care more about your money than you are. And I've been talking with a handful of friends and coaching clients and consultants this last week who are stressed out about money. And I often stress out about money. And money stresses are the worst. And the only way you can bend the universe in your favor and take back control is to get obsessed with it. And what you will get in proximity to, you will build a deeper relationship with, which will allow you to navigate it at a much higher level. So I just wanted to share that with many of you, knowing that oftentimes it's the first thing we want to delegate. I'm just going to go focus on making more money. Those income generating activities, which, don't get me wrong, very, very important. But in the beginning, till you have earned the right and can bring on somebody you trust and you can lead with that revenue to get that expert on board, you need to also be focusing on the income protecting activities, because that could be the difference between your business thriving, your business barely surviving, or your business dying. Hopefully this served as a great reminder for you guys today. And there might be somebody that you know is maybe struggling with finances or stressed out about their business, or this maybe isn't, like I was saying, this isn't my strong suit. I'm not a numbers guy. But I want to challenge you for 30 days to track all of your numbers and all of your finances and see how your awareness enhances, how your confidence around how you manage your money and how you utilize the frameworks and the formulas with your money and how they serve you moving forward. It's a great challenge to take on. It's not easy and it is a lot of work, but I can tell you, by sharpening that axe, when you start swinging it, you're going to have that much more efficiency and effectiveness with chopping down the trees that you're going after. With that being said, spread the love, make an impact in someone's life today by sharing this with them. Let's connect on social media at Official Mattie A. Subscribe, leave a review, and until next time, keep investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers, my friends. Hey guys, if you are someone who considers themselves a high achiever, but you often find yourself really busy, while those important tasks get procrastinated on or pushed off, then the Rich Life Planner is the perfect productivity tool for you. This planner was specifically designed to help you plan out your top goals, to build better habits, and to track your progress and growth all in one place. If you are ready to unlock new levels of success in 2020, head over to therichlifestore.com and grab yours today.